The COVID-19 pandemic made us realize the fragile nature of our lives. It has changed us in more ways than we can ever imagine. It has also made us think of our plans in face of uncertainties of not just income, but also of our lives. The need of estate planning and succession plans was also felt by many. Not surprisingly, will writing saw a significant rise during this period. To look at it differently, it perhaps took a pandemic for people to realize the importance of having a will and to ensure that it is kept up to date. In this context, we shall talk about the importance, benefits of writing a will, and the consequences of not doing so. We shall try and avoid getting too technical or using legal terms here, and instead focus more on the context and encourage you to learn more about it at the end. But before going ahead, if you need help regarding investment consultation, feel free to check out the link in the description box below. So now, let's go ahead. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas, and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business, and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. First of all, let us begin this podcast by understanding who should have a will. If you are wondering if you really need a will or not, let us ask two questions. Are you an adult with a sound mind? If the answer is yes, you should be eligible to write a will. Next, do you have any of the following? Savings, investment, bank accounts, own a business or share in a business, own a property, movable or immovable assets like jewelries and all, insurance policy, children, any dependent parents, relative or siblings, etc. If the answer to any of the above is yes, then you must have a will. That's it. There is a myth that a will is only required by wealthy people or people who have huge assets or businesses. This is a complete misconception, and in fact, a will should be prepared by any person who falls in our criteria, irrespective of the quantum of savings or wealth you have. In fact, even if you do not have any of the above, but you do have any wishes, owe any money to anyone, any last desires as to how you should be cremated or any such wishes, a will document should be on your agenda. There is also a myth that the appointment of nominees is sufficient and then there is no need for a will. Please know that in most cases, nominees are just trustees, custodians of assets to be distributed to legal heirs who can be either chosen in the will or as per law. They may only be entitled to receive the amount or asset, but are not entitled to own it. So this was the basic. We all need a will. So now, let us discuss briefly about what is a will. Understanding simply, the will or wasiyat or a testament is a legal document that communicates a person's last wishes specified before death. These can be a confidential document kept with a trusted person and which shall be made known post your death. It can be made to cover a lot of things including but not limited to the following. How your own assets or properties or possessions will be distributed and or handled. How many minor children or dependents on you should be taken care of. How the share of minors will be handled till they become adults. Any liabilities you have and how to settle the same. Also include details of debt owed to you. Any wishes on how you should be cremated or last rites held. Any wishes you have which can be carried out by your family. Record all assets, liabilities, etc. at a single place, ensuring nothing is missed by the family. Residual clause to manage asset left out. Share details of key persons who manage your affairs. And lastly, appointment of an executor to administer the estate, which means management of all accounts and affairs. So this was the fundamental of what is a will. So now moving into the next topic, let us discuss benefits of writing a will. Well, there are many benefits of writing a will, and a lot will depend on how well you draft it. The main benefits can be as follows. Distribution or administration of your wealth or property as per your own wishes, not as per the law. Smooth, faster, and cheaper way to settle or distribute your estate. Avoid legal hassles, paperwork in difficult times. Quick settlement also helps ease financial troubles. Add a beneficiary who could have never been covered under the law. Note that a father is not amongst the first class of the people to receive estate under Hindu Succession Act. Ensure the safety and security of your dependents, especially old age parents. Then protect your business as you would have wanted it. Share details of your accounts, assets, liabilities. Help avoid disputes and fights between family members. So these are the main advantages of writing a will. Now let us have a look at a scenario when someone dies without writing a will. Simply understanding, for people who die without a valid will, the law will follow its own course and this may not be to your liking. If there is no will, the property will be distributed according to the personal law of the deceased. The Indian Succession Act is diverse and states different laws of inheritance for different communities. We will not talk about the same in details here, but would encourage you to explore the same in details, and there is a possibility that you may be surprised as to what you may be in store. Further, all the benefits listed above will be lost in the absence of a will. The amount of legal hassles and troubles your family may undergo at the time of bereavement to settle or transfer your assets will further add to their miseries. In the case of a large family, again, there might be disputes in the family regarding the distribution of assets, especially things like property and business. All this could have been easily avoided if the person is having a will. So far, we understood who should have a will, what is a will, benefits of writing a will, and what happens when someone dies without a will. Now, let us discuss some of the important things that you need to keep in your mind. A will should be written of free, voluntary by an adult of sane mind and with a clear intention. The language should be clear, easy to understand, so as to avoid any confusion or disputes. Proper details of all accounts, properties and parties, etc. should be clearly mentioned. The will should cover only the properties owned created by the person, and this does not cover inherited property. A will can be in any format, language, and be written even on a simple page. However, it is highly recommended that it should be properly drafted in a legal format, covering all standard clauses to avoid any disputes. Formats are easily available online, and there are even online websites offering the service. Another thing is, a will should ideally be signed by two or witnesses, and this does not include the beneficiaries under the will and. Registration is not mandated but recommended. There is no stamp duty and very nominal token registration charges. Will should be kept updated to reflect any changes in property, family composition, and so on. The will can be changed, altered by a document called codicil, which is considered as a part of the will. So we have gathered all the fundamentals knowledge of a will, why you should write a will and how it is essential to have a will. Now let me conclude this podcast. In most cultures, a will is a taboo subject, not talked about and even avoided as a bad omen. Isn't this ironic that the same is not felt while buying life insurance when the event in question is the same? We see both things going together and part of the same coin. A will document is not to be seen as just any legal document. It should be seen as part of your legacy and your expression of your love and feelings towards your loved ones. It is high time that it is also seen as a moral responsibility towards your family, just like buying a life insurance policy. As part of succession planning, it should also be considered an integral part of your financial planning. In the end, let me ask you one last question. Have you made your will yet? I leave the rest to your wisdom now. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.